Mark Twain put one poet in his work, at least one, in Huckleberry Finn. He did a poet named Emmeline Grangerford, who specialized in commemorative verse. She wrote elegies whenever anybody died. Huckleberry Finn, Huck said about her, "If Emmeline Grangerford could make poetry like that before she was 14, there ain't no telling what she could have done by and by. She could rattle off poetry like nothing. She didn't ever have to stop to think. She'd slap down a line, and if she couldn't find anything to rhyme with it, she'd just scratch it out and slap down another one and go ahead. She weren't particular. She could write about anything you choose to give her to write about, just so it was sadful. Every time a man died or a woman died or a child died, she'd be on hand with her poetic tribute before it was cold. She called them tributes. The neighbors said it was the doctor first, then Emmeline, then the undertaker. The undertaker never got in ahead of Emmeline but once. And then it was because she was hung up on a rhyme for the dead person's name, which was Whistler. She weren't ever the same after that. She never complained, but she kind of pined away and did not live long.